We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with Pottawatomie County Commission Chair Travis Altenhofen and Chad Kinsley, County Administrator, as we wrap up 2019 here and look ahead to 2020. And we should note that there is a major change coming in terms of building codes here in the new year.
Yes, January 1, we've passed and been working with the City of Manhattan on building code enforcement in the Green Valley, Blue Township, Sewer District, and so that is set to kick off and be in full effect on January 1st. So,
we talked to Stephen Metzger here a couple weeks ago. He was in with some of the code officials from the Manhattan Fire Department, and I don't envy him right now. He's had a lot of paperwork he's been having to sort through.
Yeah, there's a lot of administrative things that go with any new kind of program or process, and so working through those kinks will be a fun challenge here in the new year in 2020, and so it'll be interesting to see how that whole dynamic works out. I think the city and county officials have been working well together on it, and so it's a good thing for the area. It's something that should have been probably in the area a long time ago, and but that also goes back to just whose role is it for making these things happen. And so ultimately, when you've got complete conflicting interest, it makes it hard to get things done, and you have to prioritize things. And so we have finally been able to get that one all the way through the process and moving along. So
yeah, it's like I've heard in the past, you know, the county's not interested in operating cities. You have to operate a larger entity as a whole, and that just, of course, with county government, that's what comes with it. Mentioned the closure here. Of course, the county offices close at noon today. They'll be closed tomorrow for the holiday. What about New Year's?
New Year's Eve, the treasurer's office and deeds office close at 12 or 12:30 that day to be able to get the books and everything closed for the new year, and to be able to roll open on January 2nd with everything in the correct order. So they will be closing early on New Year's Eve.
And of course, if you have any questions, pottcounty.org is a great tool to find a lot of the information here. I know after Christmas, people like to recycle their trees. Do you have a place where you can do that in the county?
I'm not sure if the landfill takes them or not. The best way to find that information is, again, pottcounty.org, and contact the landfill transfer station down there off of Wheaton Road.
Okay, very good. Again, your next meeting is Monday as scheduled. No changes there?
No, Monday's big thing is end of year process, which primarily revolves around the transfers that we were talking about and deciding on how much money or the funds that we're going to move from the general fund over into our respective funds for capital improvement, special highway projects. And so that's where the money then gets allocated to fund these projects. And so that's what yesterday's discussion revolved around fully, was making it so we don't get to 12/31 and have to figure out what that exact number is, and kind of already have an idea going in ahead of time what that number is supposed to be. And so by doing that, that again makes it easier for us to make decisions. It's not a shoot off the hip or try and find at the last minute what the right decision is. And so it just makes life easier.
As far as the budget's concerned here, ending the year 2019, you guys feel comfortable with where you're at as far as spending and other stuff?
Yeah, we're looking at closing out the budget similar to what it was last year, around the $13 million ending cash balance amount, and doing a few transfers about the same as last year too, maybe a little bit more actually, into these special highway funds or CIP funds. Yeah, so I feel really comfortable with it, and had the discussions asking the commission yesterday where they would want the transfers to happen to get some of their input, because Travis won't be there next Monday, so I wanted to make sure I had that before I present this on Monday.
All right. Well, very good. Well, anything else before we wrap up?
Oh, probably just the last thing. I would like to thank everyone for the opportunity to serve in that. And it, I didn't ever anticipate not being able to finish all 4 years, but as life goes, it doesn't quite follow a straight roadmap. So I've been thankful for the past 3 years that I've been able to serve, and hopefully I've served the people well and have actually contributed something. And I guess ultimately it's just it's kind of a bittersweet kind of deal for me, but as life goes on, you get faced with making those decisions. And so with the opportunity that arose here, I didn't really have a choice. And so it worked out in the end, or is going to work out in the end. So it just, I am very thankful though for the past 3 years and being able to be able to make decisions for the people and hopefully be respectful of their money and their time and their hard work and sweat that they put into be able to make the county what it is. And so it's been a good opportunity.
Well, you're young. I don't know if you'll rule out public service in the future, but
you never know.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you coming on and being candid with us here this morning, and same to you, Chad, and we'll look forward to working with you in the future.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Brandon. Take care, Dave.
You too. I know that you'll look back on this with a tremendous amount of fondness. I mean, that's being as a in a public capacity like that as a commissioner is very rewarding, and probably not a whole lot of thank yous go out.
It's amazing, though. There is a number.
There's a lot of people that understand the commitment and at the task that you have to go through. So, well done. Good luck to you in the future.
Take care.
Moving up on 10 a.m. at News Radio KMAN, and Focus is off tomorrow at American Christmas with Mannheim Steamroller begins in 2 hours.